Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey. We're doing second date update. You know the drill. This is our dating segment. We're trying to bring people together.
We want to get you a second date after you had a wonderful first date, and now you might not be hearing from them.
Yeah. A lot of people ghosting these days. Let's say good morning to Pete. Pete, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Hey, man. So, date was with Angie.
Yes.
Let's run through it. Like, first tell us how you met, and then let us know how the date went, and then I'm going to want to know how the date ended. Maybe this will drop us a clue. So start with how you met.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we met on Tinder, you know, and being honest, it was mainly her looks that just, like, they grabbed me. She's gorgeous. So I was excited, but it turns out she's, like, really interesting, too, and smart and funny and just, like, she's not just a smoke show. She had a brain, too, and a personality, and almost perfect. And
okay,
you know, I was real excited about that, and we met for dinner at a great sushi joint in San Rafael, and it was a blast. I even got a kiss at the end, guys. That's how it is.
All right,
that's
that.
A good sign.
It's no wonder he's confused. You
exactly
see?
So she's never gotten back to me. We had the kiss, had an amazing date. I'm trying not to obsess because she's basically the girl of my dreams, but I don't understand why she's not getting back to me, and I figured maybe you could help.
Yeah, that's what we do.
So funny. It's nothing like when you meet the girl and you're like, this is the girl of my dreams, and you do everything to, like, not screw it up. I did that with my wife. I'm like, I'm not letting this one go. Got to figure it out. Let's see if we can give you a hand here. We'll call Angie and see what's up. Pete, can you hang on?
I'll hang on.
All right. It's second date update. Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey. We are doing second date update. Pete has been holding. And the curious thing about Pete's date with Angie is that at the end, you got a kiss, didn't you, Pete?
I got a great kiss, yeah.
That would make me think that everything went smoothly.
And now she's ghosted.
Yeah.
Let's get her on the phone and see what's up. Can you hang on?
Yeah.
All right, mute yourself. She's going to be able to hear you, but here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Angie, please?
Yeah, this is G.
Hi, this is Marcus and Corey from Star 101.3.
Good morning.
Oh, hi. Good
How
morning.
Are you?
Hi.
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Good. Hey, we're in the middle of something we need your help with. Do you listen to our show, and are you familiar with Second Date Update?
Oh, no, I mean, I listen to your show, but I'm not familiar, no. What is
okay.
that?
Well, it's when someone goes on a date, and they think that everything was swell, and
right.
they want to go on a second date,
right.
but then they don't hear from that person ever again.
So,
okay.
somebody called about you, and
oh.
so we want to ask you about a specific date. Do you remember your date with Pete?
Pete, yes,
yes,
I remember my date.
He would love to
Pete.
Take you out again.
Yeah.
And we are calling on his behalf.
All right.
See if we can broker something.
I mean, okay.
How was your date with Pete?
I don't know about Pete? That.
See, first of all, he's feeling ghosted, so we'll start there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's intentional, if you've just been busy or what, but how was the date for you?
Okay, well, Pete is cool. Pete's a cool guy, and we had a great time. You know, the date went pretty well, but then the end of the night just completely ruined it for me, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
What happened?
You know, it's the end of the date, and he put on, you know, that face of, like, you know, they want to kiss you, you know? So
mm-hmm.
it's like, all right, end of the date.
I've made that face.
So,
it didn't work,
so,
but
you
made it.
Like,
I believe the exact quote was, oh no. Anyway, sorry.
Sorry.
Back to you.
That's okay.
So
he makes the face. So I'm like, all right, I guess we're going to kiss, you know? And I was down. I was like, all right, one little kiss for the road.
Sure.
But then the kiss was so bad. It was like he was trying to eat my face.
His teeth
attacking my teeth, and they were clicking. And I was like, oh, God, this is horrible. How do I get out of this? My gums were sore afterwards.
This is ridiculous.
Angie, Pete's on the phone. All right, Pete, take ear to 10. Yeah. I need you to.
We were going
to
introduce her. You didn't have to dive bomb us.
No, but she's saying I'm biting her face. I'm sorry. That's just like, that's not what happened. Maybe you're the bad kisser. You ever think about that, Angie?
I don't know. I don't think I am.
I'm a great kisser. I've had lots of women tell me I'm a great kisser. So
maybe lots of women are into being eaten. I don't know. I'm not one of them.
I can eat you. Guys, she's lying.
Were you hungry still?
You're crazy.
I'll say this. My very first kiss did not go well, and there was some teeth.
Yes, but how old were you?
14.
Mm. So, okay.
This is so weird. Is it like something you think you could train him to be better at? Like, you know, like,
I don't
like
know.
A master class, Ange.
Don't you think it's kind of like a bad preview for what's to come?
I mean, it's really,
yeah, I don't know.
It's really about how much, well, can we make this work? Angie, what do you think? Second date?
I'm so sorry, but I don't think so. No.
All right. Hang on. She is out.
Bye.
Second date update. 7:05 weekday mornings, replay at 9:05, of course. And don't forget about the podcast, man. If you want to binge listen, it's our most downloaded podcast. You can go look for Marcus and Corey, Second Date Update.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.